Time now for our Red Sox Insider. Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell, and here is Andy Carbone. And, Andy, I got to start right away to last Saturday's game. I was fortunate enough to go there with some family, and what a game it was. Extra innings, 11 innings, with Ortiz with the big two-out hit to tie the game in the ninth, and then the big two-out hit in the 11th to win the game. Unbelievable.
Well, you certainly got your money's worth that afternoon, Bill. That was quite a game, and Ortiz again coming through with his 20th walk-off hit in his career. Mr. Clutch, as they say, and he certainly is. You know, still have to question why A.J. Hinch even pitched to Ortiz in the bottom of the 12th, I think it was, in the extra innings when he came up again. It was the 11th, I forget how many innings they went. But the guy on second and the base open, you know, I think everyone in the building thought, oh, probably just going to walk him and pitch to Hanley Ramirez, and hopefully he tries to bunt again like he did in the ninth, which caught everybody like, whoa. But, but Ortiz came through, and you know, I know they talked to him after the game, and you know, about, you going to stay another year? Can we get you to stay? And he keeps playing like this. I think the Red Sox are going to have to do just about anything possible to make Big Poppy hang around for one more year, because it's going to be a huge hole in the Red Sox lineup, A, and B, just being the team leader and what he brings to the table other than being the offensive force that he is. So, you know, if he finishes up his career like this, it's going to be one of the best final seasons a player's ever had, that's for sure.
No, you're right. And it's funny, I heard a comment, John Farrell was asked about that, and his comment was a little bizarre, a little kind of stilted or something or other, but, you know, I guess they're kind of thinking they're going to move on without him, but you begin to think, you know, that you, like you said, those are, I hate to use the term, but big shoes to fill.
Absolutely, and, you know, if we turn the calendar ahead and we're into 2017, it looks like you're starting DH come opening day. It's probably going to be, you know who, Mr. Pablo, and you're just not going to get anywhere close to the numbers that a David Ortiz could give you, the threat, and, you know, the fans just love Pablo right now as it is, so that could get even more uglier than the situation is right now for Pablo, so we'll have to see. It'll be interesting the rest of the way. Hopefully he keeps it up.
Well, Ted Williams isn't walking through that door to replace
absolutely
him.
Absolutely not.
All right. Well, another honor for Jackie Bradley Jr., Player of the Week, and the hit streak continues.
Certainly does. Well-deserved award this week for Jackie. He batted well over 400, four home runs on the week, and his hitting streak up to 21 games, and he's just on fire right now. I mean, there was a spurt last year that he hit like this. He was, you know, seemed like he was getting hit every time up, and then he went into a, you know, deep slump in September last year. But I think this could be a little different this time around. I don't see him going to that big of a profound slump coming up. I just think he's going to ride it out. And, you know, it's a great addition. We figure any kind of offense you can get from him with the defense he plays, it's all gravy from there. So he's certainly bringing a lot to the table right now.
There's a stat out there, Andy, and we were talking about it before we started, that if you think the Red Sox are hitting, they are, because they're hitting .298 as a team, which seems almost unheard of, really. And that's 20 points higher than any other major league team at this point.
That's pretty impressive, Bill. I mean, certainly I can't remember that ever happening before, Red Sox hitting close to 300 as a team and that far ahead of the next team behind them for total average. But you got to remember this one point. The Red Sox are beating up on the teams they should be beating up on. They're playing the, you know, lower division clubs. They're beating up on the Yankees and Oakland and Houston and Atlanta. So you would think that this type of a lineup would get rich facing those kind of pitching staffs. It'll be interesting to see how the offense keeps up once they start playing teams with a little better pitching staffs and how the season progresses. But, you know, you take a win when you can get it. Wins now are just as important as winning in September.
Well, all I can say is no matter who they were playing last year, they weren't getting rich, you know, using your term.
Well, that's for sure. No question about that. It's all cylinders are firing right now. So we just enjoy the ride.
Yep. Well, we'll see what happens. And going to Kansas City isn't always the best elixir, if you will, to keep that going.
Really not. That's always been a house of horrors for the Red Sox with AstroTurf or with the grass they have now. So these next three games, you know, I mean, the Royals aren't playing as well as they have the last few years. They've been off to a slow start. But regardless, you know, even when the Red Sox played poor Royals teams out there, the Red Sox had troubles. So. Yep. You know, I don't see the Red Sox averaging almost 10 runs a game in the next three. That's for sure. I think things will, you know, come back down to earth a bit.
I don't think they did well out there ever since the Athletics left Kansas City. But
probably not.
Well, anyway, let's starting pitching. Of course, Buchholz pitched on Saturday. Probably enough said on that. But at least they were able to he had one really horrible pitch. That was the grand slam, but he was struggling a bit in that game Saturday. But Joe Kelly and others. Tell us about the state of the starters, so to speak.
Well, the state of the starters is still a major question for the team. You still have David Price with an ERA of 6, even though his record is 5-1. Buckles, his ERA is 6. I mean, you can't be going too far into the season and being competitive with two guys in your rotation out of 5 with ERAs that high. Obviously, I'm not concerned about Price. I am concerned about Buckles. I think everyone else is, and I think everyone's kind of tired of watching him every fifth day. So I would think that soon enough you'll see that maybe Clay will all of a sudden have his mystery injury, maybe head to the DL. But you talk about guys that could come up and fill in for him right now, because according to John Farrell, he's not coming out of the rotation anytime soon. But Joe Kelly is expected to come back soon, and maybe something happens all of a sudden that Clay gets a little stiff neck, and Joe Kelly slides right into the rotation. Eduardo Rodriguez was on his way back as well. He's been derailed a little further back. He's still having issues with that knee. His start for this coming Thursday has already been pushed back. So, there's a little bit of speculation right now. You may not see Eduardo till at least the All-Star break, but definitely Kelly is the next one in line, and we'll have to see what they end up doing with Buckles.
Well, here's Andy, as we take the big pan out and get way up and take the big look at Major League Baseball. There was a fight with Texas and Toronto this weekend. Now, I didn't see the clips of it. I guess I'm the only one that hasn't. But tell us about that fight, a baseball fight, but I guess a decent one, huh?
It certainly was one of the best ones I've ever seen. I mean, certainly the bad blood between the Rangers and Blue Jays go back to the playoffs last year. Continuing to this year, they were throwing at each other a little bit during the series. And, the big problem with the Rangers had with Jose Bautista last year with a bat flip after a big home run. He came up in a situation on Sunday. He got drilled in the ribs. Next play, there was a ground ball to the infield, double play ball. Bautista went very hard into the second baseman, tried to take him out, and Rognito Dor, the second baseman of the Rangers, popped right up, gave Bautista a shove, and then he gave him a right hook that make Mike Tyson proud. A direct hit. I've never seen a baseball fight where there's been a direct hit of a punch like that. Usually it's a lot of pushing and shoving and wrestling type of thing with the baseball fights, but this one looked like Rock'em Sock'em Robots, the way he popped him in the cheek. And for all that, Mr. Rodor has been given an 8-game suspension today, which he is appealing. So we'll see how that all plays out. But, there's definitely bad blood between those two teams.
You mentioned Tyson, and I'm just thinking the biting of the ear. But remember that fight many years ago, Andy, and I might be stretching it on you here a little bit, but where somebody bit somebody in one of those baseball rumbles. Remember that? It goes way back.
Now that you bring it up, it does sound a little familiar. I'm not sure who was involved.
I can't remember who.
It does kind of ring a bell.
Yeah,
I do a little research on that for the next time.
Yeah, I can't remember who that was. Email us at msonewsports@gmail.com, msonewsports.com, msonewsports@gmail.com, and let us know, because I forgot all about that till you just mentioned that now and mentioned Tyson. All right, now Japan. I know that's not Major League Baseball, but there's a story out of Japan.
Yeah, there was a little funny note from last week. Former Astro and Yankee outfielder Brandon Laird, playing in Japan, had a couple cup of coffees in Major League Baseball. His brother Gerald Laird was a catcher for many years in the majors, so he's over playing in Japan and hit a home run. He's playing at the Tokyo Dome, and the home run hit a beer advertisement sign. And I guess if you hit the sign, you get a prize, if you will. So the prize was that this home run ball hits the sign. He gets $10,000 for hitting the sign, plus he gets a year supply of beer. So obviously Mr. Laird is very very popular in the clubhouse for his Japanese team, a full supply of beer for the year. So I thought that was kind of interesting. It's kind of old school when you see something, getting some type of reward for hitting a sign. So that was pretty neat.
Yeah, that's right. That is. Yeah, that was sounds like Jordan's Furniture or something like that. Yeah,
maybe they'll try that next year.
Now, or Cappy's Liquor, or a combination between Jordan's Furniture and Cappy's Liquors. Now, also, there's a little buzz about getting some Major League Baseball back to Montreal, or at least a little bit back to Montreal in the future.
There's a little bit of talk of it, Bill. Last 3 or 4 years now, during the preseason, just before the regular season starts, a couple teams have been playing at Olympic Stadium for a couple games. They've been drawing really well. They've been averaging 45,000 plus per game with these exhibitions. So there's some talk now with the group trying to get a team maybe back into Montreal as an expansion team, or if a team relocates. They really want to try to get a major league team to come in there now and maybe play some regular season games, like a weekend series, see how it draws and see what kind of excitement it builds. a little speculation, would the Blue Jays be willing to give up a weekend home series to play some games in Montreal, or a team like Tampa who struggles at the gate, would they give up a home weekend series to play up in Montreal to see if, you know, how it would draw, maybe, you know, create a little more revenue for the team? But I think that would be very interesting, because I'd love to see baseball back in Montreal.
Right, and having grown up near there and going to many Expo games many years ago, they actually have a nice, rich baseball tradition in the sense that even prior to the Expos, they had the Montreal Royals there, which was a Dodger farm club where Jackie Robinson played in Montreal years ago before coming up to the Dodgers.
Right, you're exactly right, Bill. And there's definitely a history in Montreal for baseball, and there's a big base of fans up there that want to see baseball come back. So hopefully this is a step in the right direction.
Well, there he is, our baseball insider, Andy Carboni, with us. I'm Bill Newell, and this is MSONewsSports.com.